This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. After 2 weeks of negotiations in Madrid on tackling global warming, delegates from almost 200 nations passed declarations calling for greater ambition in cutting planet heating greenhouse gases and in helping poor countries that are suffering the effects of climate change. But they postponed until next year a key decision on how to regulate global carbon markets. Martin Kaiser of Greenpeace Germany.
I mean, this conference in Madrid is really a down point for the entire multilateralism on climate change. And it's now up to the European Union with the Green Deal to go ahead with a clear vision of a carbon-free, neutral economy.
Carbon markets put a price on emission of carbon dioxide. That's the main greenhouse gas, which allows countries or companies to trade emissions permits. It can easily be reduced, encouraging the uptake of low emission technologies. Fighting in Libya continued over the weekend after Khalifa Haftar, Libya's de facto eastern leader, announced what he called a final assault on the western capital of Tripoli. VOA's Heather Murdoch has this report from Tunis.
On Friday, Khalifa Haftar, the strongman who leads Libya's eastern military, announced a final assault on the western capital, Tripoli, after nearly 9 months of battling to take over the city. Tensions quickly escalated as both sides anticipated ratcheted up international support for their enemy, with Russian troops believed to be supporting Haftar's army, known as the Libyan National Army, and Turkey promising to send forces to support the Western Government of National Accord if requested. Fighting continued throughout the weekend, but by Sunday afternoon, neither side had gained a significant amount of ground. I'm Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Tunis.
This is VOA News.